In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come here today to give thanks to God for the great gift he's given to us in having made Mary our mother. And of course, tomorrow being Mother's Day, in this beautiful month of May, we are even more renewed in that love of her who is our true mother, our heavenly mother, whom Jesus gave to us from the cross, behold your mother. And as such, we know that children imitate their mother. And this is one of the reasons why God has given Mary to us as a mother, that we may learn from her example, that we may strive to imitate her in how he wants to be loved, in how he wants us to love him, from her who was the most perfect lover of God. And also, next Friday, the 13th of May, is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima. It will be the 99th anniversary of Fatima. Next year will be the 100th anniversary. And one of my favorite little treasures on Fatima is this little pamphlet. It's not really of a book, but it's a pamphlet on Blessed Jacinta Marto of Fatima. And it only cost a few dollars, and it is available in our bookstore, the bookstore down the hill. But this little pamphlet has so many insights, not only to Our Lady of Fatima, but our late devotion to our Blessed Mother and the holy angels and the sacraments and teachings of the Church, and also just the words of Blessed Francesco and Jacinta, our great treasures of insight into the hearts of these children who saw Our Lady and their wise words of wisdom, which they uttered to help us in our earthly pilgrimage. And of course, today is the first Saturday for the month of May, and we are reminded of the beautiful devotion of the first Saturday, which I'll mention later. But one of the things that Our Lady, one of the things about devotion to the Immaculate Heart is that Our Lady did not come to Fatima on her own, and twice she reveals why she was there appearing to the children, and it's very beautiful. When she had told Lucia that she would soon take her cousins, Francesco and Jacinta, she said to Lucia, "You will remain here for some time." And then she says, "Jesus wishes to make use of you to have me acknowledged and loved. He wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart." And so this devotion to Our Lady's heart comes directly from her son, Jesus. Jesus wants us to learn about the heart of his mother, to love her heart and to acknowledge her heart and to have devotion to her heart. And why is this? Our Lady says in another place, she said this after the vision of hell, which the children had on June the 13th, in which they saw hell. And she said, "You have seen hell, where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them," meaning the poor sinners, "God wants to establish throughout the world the devotion to my Immaculate Heart." And so these are just two references in which we see why is the devotion to the Immaculate Heart so important? Because God, this devotion comes from God. This devotion is willed by God. This devotion is desired by Jesus. He wants us to reflect, to study, to imitate the heart of his mother, that he is giving us her heart as the example by which to love him and to serve him. Our hearts are fickle. Our hearts go fluctuate in our devotion, in our zeal, in our fervor. Our Lady's heart was constant. Our Lady's heart was always attentive to God's will, was always attentive to doing his will, was always attentive to pleasing God and loving him. She never once turned away from the path God set out for her. She never once complained to God. She never once denied God what he asked of her. All her heart was so filled and focused with love for God. And so we see why Jesus wants devotion to his mother's heart. He wants our hearts to become like the heart of his mother. He wants Our Lady's heart to transform our hearts, that we might love him more perfectly and fervently and more easily strive to turn away from sin and temptation and from lukewarmness, that our hearts stay fervent and on fire. And we can see why, what the world would be like, can we imagine, if all the hearts of all people were striving to imitate the heart of Mary. It would be heaven on earth, because her heart was the most perfect heart, loving heart, and pure heart. And so we see that this devotion comes to us from heaven, that God wants us to have a devotion to the heart of his mother and to love her heart and imitate her heart. When Lucia began to cry because her cousins would be taken to heaven soon, Our Lady said to her, "My daughter, you are suffering very much, but do not be discouraged. I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God." And so Our Lady also says these words to us. She does not promise to take away from Lucia her suffering. She says, "You are suffering very much." But she gives us courage. She says, "Do not be discouraged in your suffering. I will never forsake you." Our Lady will never abandon us. No matter what we go through in life, no matter what trial or suffering, we must have a great reassurance that Our Lady will be beside us to help us to endure whatever suffering we go through, that her heart will give us strength and courage. You know, it's no coincidence that when all the apostles fled at the crucifixion, only one apostle stood and remained at the foot of the cross, and that was St. John. And spiritual writers reflect that it was Our Lady that gave John that courage to stand there at the foot of the cross. When all others fled in fear, Our Lady gave him that courage to stand firm and faithful, to give witness to his Savior. And Our Lady does the same for us. She gives us that courage not to flee in fear, not to be afraid, but her motherly assistance will strengthen us. "I will never forsake you." And even the greatest sinner who may in his moments before death, who should go to hell, if he turned to Mary, she would save him. So great is her intercession. So powerful is her intercession, because when she prays as a mother. She prays with the authority of a mother, and Jesus refuses his mother nothing and will always honor her prayers. And that's why St. Alphonsus called Mary the prayer omnipotent. God can do all things by his nature and power, but Mary can do all things by her prayers, that her prayers are all powerful. "I will never forsake you. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge." And what is a refuge? It's a shelter. It's a place of safety. When the sirens are going off, if there's a tornado nearby, we seek a shelter, a safe place to take cover from the storm so that we don't get harmed or injured. And in the same way, there is a spiritual storm around us, the godlessness, the vomit of Satan all around us, the rejection of all that is holy, noble, and good in our faith, the rejection of the teachings of Christ, the immorality. And it's so easy for Catholics to become influenced by this and to become lukewarm in their faith and to begin to adapt these sentiments which are contrary to our Christian belief and our Christian heritage. How do we remain faithful to God in such a storm? How do we remain true to God and to the teachings of the church? We take refuge in the heart of Mary. We turn to her. We entrust ourselves to her. We entrust our marriages to her. We entrust our children to her, and so forth, that we place ourselves under her protection and patronage, and that we might not be infected by godless sentiments and that which offends God, but that we may remain true to her Son. And this is so important because we live in a time where people think there's no such thing as sin, that no matter what you do, you're not offending God, that nothing offends God, there's no such thing as sin. And people say, oh, times have changed, we need to get with the times and adapt how society is changing. And God forbid that we ever have these sentiments. This is what Our Lady said when Lucia said, there are some people here who are asking for prayers. Will you grant them? And Our Lady said, some I will, others I will not. They must amend their lives, ask forgiveness for their sins, offend not our Lord anymore. And then Lucia says, Our Lady's countenance, her face became very grave. Our Lady said, for he is already much offended. That sin offends God. And no matter what the world says, no matter what Ellen DeGeneres says, or Oprah Winfrey, or any of these other people on television, sin offends God, and that will never change. No matter how many people on TV and films and radio say that we're being prejudiced or whatever they want to call us, sin offends God. The world may change, but the teachings of Christ and our holy faith will never change. And we must be staunch and faithful in living our Catholic faith and upholding the teachings of the Church in all the sacred teachings we receive from Christ. Sin offends God. And so how do we remain faithful? We take refuge in the heart of Mary. She gives us that courage to be courageous in following her Son, in following the teachings of the Church. She gives us that courage to be not afraid to defend the teachings of the Church and to give witness to our faith out in public or with our families or friends or in the workplace, that we have a responsibility to promote Catholic teaching by our witness. And so Our Lady is our refuge. And especially it's so important that families find in Our Lady that refuge when Satan is trying so much to destroy family life and the sacredness of family life, that families must have a devotion to Mary to keep faithful and united to Christ. That's why every family should have a little altar or a little shrine in their home to the Blessed Mother, where mother and father can go and kneel before her, and the children gather with them in praying the rosary and praying to Our Lady for protection and to help the family to be faithful to Jesus and to love each other and to forgive each other and to help each other to heaven. These are traditions that we should never forget and that are so important to enrich family life and help us. So Our Lady's Immaculate Heart is our refuge. And then Our Lady said, and my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, devotion to Mary, is the sure and safe path to heaven. Devotion to Our Lady is the sure and safe path to heaven. As St. Alphonsus Liguori said, and he's a doctor of the Church, no one who is a child of Mary will go to hell. What does it mean to be a child of Mary? That we place ourselves under her protection, that we strive to love her, to imitate her, that we pray her rosary and have devotions to her, that we strive to imitate her love for God. And we turn to her when we do fall into sin. We ask her to help us to go back to her Son through the sacrament of confession. So no child of Mary, he said, will go to hell. My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the road that will lead you to God. And there are so many other little treasures in this book, which I could spend so much time reflecting on. But one of the last things I want to reflect on was little Jacinta. When she saw Lucia for the last time in the hospital, Blessed Jacinta was in the hospital, and she told Lucia, "It won't be long before I go to heaven. You, Lucia, will remain on earth to spread the news that our Lord wants the whole world to have devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. When you have to speak, don't hide yourself. Tell the whole world that God wants to grant his graces through the mediation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that we must not hesitate to ask them through her, that the heart of Jesus wants to be venerated along with the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that men must ask the Immaculate Heart for peace because God has confided it to her. If I could only put into all hearts what I feel here within me, what makes me love the hearts of Jesus and Mary so." And so today, being the first Saturday, we are reminded of that devotion which God wants us to have, to devotion to his Mother's Immaculate Heart. And what did Our Lady ask for? First of all, what does she promise for the devotion? "I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation." Again, she's promising the graces necessary for salvation. How great a treasure this is. "All those who, in order to make reparation to me," so it's the intention is we're doing this devotion to make reparation to the offenses against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On the first Saturday of five successive months, so it doesn't matter which month you start on, it just has to be the first Saturday for 5 months in succession, that we go to confession, and that can be done it could be done 7 days before or 7 days after the first Saturday. Receive Holy Communion. That is done on the first Saturday itself, to receive the Holy Communion and act of reparation. Say 5 decades of the Rosary. So we pray any mystery of the Rosary, of the Rosary, 5 decades. And then, in addition, Our Lady asked, "And keep me company for a quarter hour, 15 minutes, meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary," so that we meditate on some aspect of the joyful, sorrowful, glorious, or luminous mysteries. And it could be we can concentrate on one mystery or several of them. Just for 15 minutes, we meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary. But Our Lady revealed something special about this part of the devotion, that we will be keeping her company, that she is going to be mystically very close to us. When we meditate for those 15 minutes, we're going to be experience Our Lady giving us insights and graces in helping us to meditate, that we are going to be keeping her company, that she will be near us and with us. We're going to be keeping her company in that meditation. That's a very special insight to this devotion. And so it's a very important devotion, because it comes to us from heaven. Jesus wishes to have the heart of his Mother acknowledged and loved. He wants us to imitate her heart and to love him with her heart. And that God has promised through this devotion, many sinners will be saved from going to hell. Our Lady said that at Fatima, many sinners will be saved from going to hell from this devotion to her Immaculate Heart. And again, tomorrow being Mother's Day, of all the things we could show Our Lady's love, our love and our affection to our Blessed Mother, the greatest would be to give her our hearts. As we present flowers to her and honor her with songs and hymns, also let us give her, our Mother, our heart, that she may mold our hearts and make our hearts ever more perfect in imitating her heart, in loving Jesus and serving him. and in this way, give this gift of our hearts to Mary, our mother. Let us today give thanks to God for all he has done for us, but above all, that he has given us his mother to be our mother, that she is given to us to help us on our earthly pilgrimage, that we may so safely reach our homeland, which is in heaven, that heaven is our true home. And our Lady said this when she first appeared to the children. She said, "I am from heaven." And so heaven is our true home. Let us ask Our Lady to help us in the time that we have remaining on earth to keep faithful on that path, which will aid us in reaching heaven, and that in these days that we have left in our lives, let us always remember to turn to Our Lady's heart and ask her for her heart in loving and serving Jesus, her Son. In this way, we give the greatest honor to God, because God himself has asked us to have devotion to his mother's Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.